This is a story in honor of Duncan Williamson, a national treasure of Scotland. Duncan Williamson grew up the son of a tinker, and when he was 13 years old, he moved out of his overcrowded little house to make his way in the world just like characters in fairy tales. He did odd jobs, but mostly, he collected stories. At the end of his life, he knew over 3,000 stories all in his head. He never wrote any of them down because, as he said, what's the good of having them on a piece of paper if you get caught out in the rain and your story runs away with the ink? This is a story that Duncan told. There were once three good friends who were so close that they could have very well been brothers. The oldest was Peter, the middle was Paul, and the youngest was John. They liked to spend their summer mornings together walking through the woods, and usually one would try and outdo another with a show of cleverness or manliness, or some such thing. Now, on this particular morning, they were out walking through a part of the forest they had never been to before, and when they turned a corner on the little path, there, between two enormous poplars, was a spider web larger than a wagon wheel. They had never seen anything like it. They stared and stared. "I'd hate to see the spider that made that," said one of them. Suddenly, something wriggled from the center of the web. John jumped back, startled, and the others laughed at him, and peered closer for a better look just to show that they were not afraid. What they saw, though, made them step back as well, for there in the middle of the web was no spider. No, it was nothing of the sort. It was not an insect. It was not a bird. There, caught in the web, was what you could only have called a fairy. "Help me," she said. "Somebody help me. Set me free." Well, they became chivalrous in a moment, and all three of them, Peter, Paul, and John, did what they could to free the beautiful little fairy from the web. At last she was free and fluttered around their faces like a piece of concentrated sunlight. Thank you," she said. "Thank you for your kindness. In return, I will offer you each one wish. Anything that you want, it will come true." She turned first to Peter, who was the tallest and seemed to be the leader of the three. "What does your heart desire, sir, more than anything?" Peter looked at his two companions, and a grin curled up at the corner of his mouth. He was thinking of their many contests and competitions and shows of force and brilliance. "What I wish, my good fairy," he said, "is to be 10 times smarter than any man who has ever lived." "Done," she said. "That is an easy wish to fulfill." And with a wave of her hand, a fleck of golden light sparkled through the air and landed on Peter's forehead. His face was illuminated for a moment, and you could tell that something had changed in him. His eyes looked different. He seemed wise indeed. Peter smiled knowingly at his companions, but when the fairy turned next to Paul and asked what he desired, he smiled right back. "What I wish, my good fairy, is to be 100 times smarter than any man who has ever lived. Can you do such a thing?" "Well," said the fairy, "it is a bit more complicated, but certainly I can grant such a wish." She waved her hand through the air, and a piece of golden light released from her delicate fingers. It fluttered and hovered and landed at last on Paul's forehead. And when he opened his eyes again, he seemed as if he could read the very thoughts of Peter and John. Now the fairy turned to John. "And you, my good man, what can I grant you as a wish in thanks for saving me from the terrible web?" John looked at Peter and Paul. "My good fairy," he said, "there is only one thing that I desire, and I do hope you can grant my wish. What I wish more than anything is to be 1,000 times smarter than any man who has ever lived. Can you do such a thing?" "Oh my," said the fairy, "oh, I don't believe that it has ever been done before. It is very serious magic. Are you sure there's nothing else you would like to wish for?" "No, no," he said, grinning at Peter and Paul, who were now looking very sad that they did not have the brains they had now to have made a wiser wish only moments before. "No," said John, "please, I insist, I wish, my good fairy, for you to make me 1,000 times smarter than any man who has ever lived." Oh, I am not sure that this is such a good idea. This is a great piece of magic. A great change will overcome you. Well, if that is your wish, all right. She closed her eyes and thought for a moment. And then, at last, she waved her hand, the golden light emanated, and she turned John into a woman. When Duncan Williamson told this story, he laughed and laughed and slapped his leg, and I hope it has had the same effect on you.